Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Ksubayis Kuf Yud Alf. We are on Kuf Yud Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Rav Zeira, as we know, Rav Zeira grew up in Bavel and then moved up to Eretz Yisrael, where he had a name change from Rav Zeira, denoting just, you know, a Amayra lacking smicha, to Rebbe Zeira because he received smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to learn about the story of Rav Zeira's journey to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeira, hava kamishtamit minei Rav Yehuda. Rav Zeira would avoid, was trying to, you know, sidestep Rav Yehuda. Why? The Baal Amesak le'Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeira wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, but Rav Yehuda would disapprove of that, and therefore he avoided meeting him. The Amar Rav Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda told us, Kala Eilam Yibavel le'Eretz Yisrael. If one leaves Bavel, where Hashem sent us during Golos Bavel, and goes to Eretz Yisrael, Kala Eilam Yibavel le'Eretz Yisrael, Oiver be'asei, he has transgressed a mitzvah asei, which asei shenemar. Bavela yuvo'u v'shamayiyu ad yoyim pakti oisam ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, look, they're going to Bavel. Stay there until I call you back. You have no permission to leave Bavel and go back to Eretz Yisrael until time comes. That's from Yudas Shita. But V'Rabbi Zeira, who decided, yes, to move to Eretz Yisrael, he says, Hahu, well, that pasuk, that's not a reference to a person. Hahu b'klei shoris ksiv. That pasuk clearly refers to the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. They will be transported to Bavel and meant to stay there until time comes. But an individual, a person, has a full right to move to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda, he says, look, you're right. This pasuk is a reference to klisharis, but there is another pasuk referring to a person staying put. Ksiv kra harina, there was actually another pasuk in Shir Hashir. Hishpati eschem, b'nois Yerushalayim, I have imposed a shvua upon you, b'nois Yerushalayim, here is a reference to Klal Yisrael, v'tzvois, u'b'ayles hasodah v'goymer. The pasuk there tells us, don't shake things up, wait until the appropriate time comes, then you go back to Eretz Yisrael, don't force your way up. V'Rabbi Zeira, what does he do with that pasuk? Hahu, that pasuk is a very specific warning in terms of the communal entity of Klal Yisrael. You're not meant to prematurely terminate, put an end to Golos. Shelo yalu Yisrael b'chayma. Yisrael are warned against forcing their way up into Eretz Yisrael as a community, as a nation, and try to put an end to Golos. But as an individual, as myself, of course, there's nothing wrong, nothing holding me back from going to Eretz Yisrael. V'Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say? Well, you're right, but Hishbati Achrina Ksiv, there's another Hishbati in Shir Hashirim. There are three of them. One is the communal entity of Klal Yisrael. They shouldn't terminate the Golos prematurely. But the other pasuk warns even an individual from doing so. V'Rabbi Zeira, what does he do with the other pasuk? Ha'umi Boile, look at the Rabbi Yosi Ruchanina. He uses it for another halacha. The Omar, as he told us, Gimel Shvuois Halolu Lama. Why indeed do we find three Shvuois in Shir Hashirim, three oaths imposed on Klal Yisrael? Number one, Achas Shelo Yalu Yisrael B'chayma, as we said before. V'achas, number two, Sheishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. Shelo Yimrudu B'umes Ha'ilam. The number two is a reference to a Shvuah applied by Hashem unto Klal Yisrael, they should not rebel against their host nations. Number three, V'achas, Sheishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Ha'idik Yochavim. Hashem commits the Goyim. Shelo Yishtabdu B'hen B'Yisrael Yoyisim Yidai. They shouldn't overdo it. They shouldn't overly oppress B'nai Yisrael who are in their care. But there is no pasuk to warn against an individual member of the community against traveling to Eretz Yisrael. V'Rav Yehuda, he disagrees. Im ta'iru v'im ta'iruru k'siv. We have a double lashon. Ta'iru, ta'iruru. You'll prematurely wake up, so to speak. You'll prematurely try to influence history. It's a duplicate expression. Ta'iru is one. Ta'iruru is two. So the three oaths mentioned in the Pesukim are actually doubled from three to six, one of which refers even to an individual. Do not go up to Eretz Yisrael during Golos. But Rabbi Zera, what does he do with the six Shavuos? They're all applied to other things. Meboile, likat Rabbi Levi, he needs it for Rabbi Levi. The Amar who taught us. Sheish Shavuos halal olam. Why do we need six Shavuos? Tulasa. So three are Hanida Amoran, as we just explained. Each one has its own purpose. Inach. The rest of these six, the other three. One is Shalei Galos Haketz. Hashem is warning the Nevi'im amongst us not to reveal the exact time of Mashiach's coming. Number two, B'Shalei Yirachakos Haketz. According to one Pshat in Rashi, don't distance, don't prolong Galos through doing Averis, which prolong the Galos experience. Pshat number two in Rashi is, Shlo yidchaku, don't push too hard. Rashi says in the third line, Shlo yarbu b'tachanunim al kach yoyser medai, don't overdo it in terms of asking Hashem for the gula. Ask, daven, but not too much. Further says the Gemara, v'shlo yigalu asoid, lo yidkechavim. Nor should you reveal Hashem's secrets, whether the secrets of Torah according to one pshat in Rashi or those secret calculations regarding the arrangement of a leap year, don't teach them to the guy. So these are a total of six warnings, which are included in this psuk. But, according to Rabbi Zera, there's nothing holding back an individual if he chooses to move to Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk continued, "Bitzvois oibayel los asada, I will impose a shvu on you," and there's a reference to deer and livestock. Omar Belazar, what's the point here? Omar Lemakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem is instructing Yisrael. Imatem Mekayimen Hashvua. If you keep and fulfill these oaths, Mutav, that's good for you. Fine. Vimla, but otherwise, Animater as Besarchem, I will allow others to attack you, attack your flesh. Kitzvois Uka Ailos Hasada, as people hunt these deer and these animals. Omar Belazar, Kladora be'Eretz Yisrael shori b'lei oven. If one even just dwells in Eretz Yisrael, he is free of any sin. The experience cleanses him. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Ubal yoimar shechein chalisi ha'om ha'yoshev bo nosu oven. One should not complain that his quarters in Eretz Yisrael are cramped, because after all, that experience of living in Eretz Yisrael suffices to cleanse him. So there's a big upside to living there. Amalei Rava, the Rava tells him, L'Ravashi, Anan b'soy, we have a different pshat in the pasuk. Anan, we, b'soy v'lechaloyim, masnina lo, we apply this pasuk to those who are suffering illnesses and difficulties. So don't complain. If one is unwell, he should appreciate and recognize that difficulty serves to cleanse him. Amar Rav Anan, Kol HaKover be'Eretz Yisrael. If one is zoicha to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, Kilu Kover, Tachas HaMizbeach, it's as though he's buried beneath the Mizbeach. It affords him kapara. It cleanses him. K'siv Hocha, how do we know? Because the pasuk says, Mizbeach Adama Ta'asali. Make for me a Mizbeach Adama in the Beis HaMikdash. Uksiv Hasam. V'chiper Admasai Amai. So just being buried at Masai in the land of Eretz Yisrael generates a kapara. Ula have a ruggle to have a sodlik Eretz Yisrael. Ula was accustomed to, he was a frequent visitor in Eretz Yisrael. But noch nafshei b'chutz l'aretz, When it came time for him to pass away, where was he located? He was actually in Chutz Laretz. Also, Amru Leil Rab Lazar. They came and they told Rab Lazar what happened. Amar, he declared as follows. He sort of addressed Ula from afar. Aunt Ula, you Ula, Allah Dhamma Tmeya Thomas, look, you passed away on unclean territory in Chutz Laretz. Amru Leil, but then they told Rab Lazar, look, Aroine Iba, his coffin has arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lehem, he says, oh, it's good, but it could have been better. You cannot compare a person who had attached himself, who was contained in Eretz Yisrael during his lifetime and passed away in Eretz Yisrael, to another person, to a person who passed away outside and only arrived afterwards. There was a story about Ahu Gavra, this fellow. He had a Yivama waiting for him outside Eretz Yisrael in a place called Chuzah. Also, he came to Rabbi Chanina and asked him whether he's allowed to go down to Chutz Laretz to do Yivam. Apparently she was unwilling to come to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Leh, he asked, can I go down and do the Yivam? Amar Leh, Rabbi Chanina responded with an absolute no. Achiv Nasa Kusis, his brother, this fellow's brother, married a Kusis, sort of an Isha with questionable status. Why does he call her a kusis? Because in Chutz Laretz, the Gemara tells us, a person associates with other powers. It's like a Avodah Zarah to a certain extent. So that was his way of describing what happened. He married out of Eretz Yisrael. Umay said, look, he passed away without children. Baruch HaMakim Shehargai. Baruch Hashem, that he suffered as a result and he died without kids. So he did something wrong. Buhu Yered Achrav, and now you're going to pass, you're going to follow him and leave Eretz Yisrael. Likewise, no, stay here. That's more important. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Here comes a great chiddush. Kishem she'asur lotzeis mi Eretz Yisrael lebavel. Just as we know, one does not leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel. Kach, likewise, in the time of Golus, where Bavel was a bastion of Torah institutions, that assumes and that's sort of equated with Eretz Yisrael to a certain extent. Kach osur lotzeis mi Bavel l'shara rotzeis. Likewise, a person is not allowed to leave Bavel and go to other lands. Rashi says around 10 lines from the top. Kach osur lotzeis mi Bavel l'fi sheyesham yeshivais. Hamar bitzois teiru tamid. Bavel is a yeshiva center, a Torah center. And that attains Kedusha, tantamount to Eretz Yisrael. You know, there's a Gemara in Brachis. Mishachara beis hamikdash ein loy l'akadosh baruch hu. Ela dalad amash aloch b'levad. From the time of Churban, Hashem's only sort of corner is the corner where we learn Torah, and the Rabbeinu Yoina explains that Mokim of Kvius of Torah, where Torah is established, a yeshiva, a kodel, that is tantamount to Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And you know, many tzaddikim throughout the generations, including notably the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, he writes that a person has the ability to be Zoicha to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even when he's in Chutz Laretz, if he taps into the Kedushas HaTorah, he establishes himself, he identifies with the Makom Torah, then he attains that Kedusha, that Zchus as well. And here we go, that's the point in the Gemara here. Just as one doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael, likewise, in time of Golus, Bavel assumes that type of Kedusha because of the quantity and quality of Torah learned there. A center of Torah has the same status, you don't leave a center of Torah. Listen to what extent. Rabba v'Rav Yosef, they both said, "D'amrit havayu afilu, don't even leave next door." Mipumpadisa, which was the edge of Golus, lebeikuvi, to the place Beikuvi, right outside Bavel, you can't leave and go out. In fact, it was a story. Ahud nafak, mipumpadisa lebeikuvi, this fellow left Pumpadisa, just go next door. Shamte Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef put him in Chirim. Ahud nafak bepumpadis l'astunya. This fellow left Bavel and went to Astunya. Shachiv, he passed away. Amar Abaye declared, it's his fault. Iboy, haitzubim rabbon. If this young Talmud Chacham would have chosen, would have made the right choice, havochai, he could have lived. He left Bavel, and that's why he suffered. Rabba v'Rav Yosef, they both said, d'amri tavayu, kisheren shebe Bavel. The most, the individuals with the most pure lineage, most miyachasim in Bavel, Eretz Yisrael kol tassin, they're allowed to marry the miyuchasim in Eretz Yisrael. Ksherin shebeshar erotis, the most notable miyuchasim in other lands, Bavel Kaltosan, they can intermarry with the upstanding members of the Bavel communities. So other lands are sort of a grade lower than Bavel, and Bavel a grade lower than Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara Lomai, with reference to what? Ilim al-Yoichsin, as we just explained regarding Yichus. So the best in the whole world go to Bavel, the best in Bavel go to Eretz Yisrael. Vama Mar, we have learned that actually Bavel, due to the Torah institutions prevalent there, the Yichus there was even more pure and more verifiable than Eretz Yisrael. Vama Mar, Kol HaRotzeis, all the other countries, Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, are like a mixed up dough relative to Eretz Yisrael, which had a relatively pure lineage. Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael above all. And likewise, Eretz Yisrael is considered like a mixed-up dough compared to Bavel. Bavel was saturated with Torah. They kept clear and exact records, who married whom, everything according to Halachan. Bavel is actually more reliable than Eretz Yisrael. Ela l'inyan kvura. Oh, we meant regarding kvura, Rashi says, about 15 lines from the top. Ela l'inyan kvura. Shel Bavel meilichin aroy no yiseyem likavei b'Eretz Yisrael. Those who pass away in Bavel transport their mesim next door to Eretz Yisrael. V'shel shar arotzeis horochaykim me'Eretz Yisrael ukraven l'Bavel, regarding other countries that are at a distance from Eretz Yisrael but next door to Bavel, kovrim b'Bavel sheyesham zechus, once again sheyesham zechus Torah. Interesting. So other lands would send their mesim to Bavel, at least they should be zeichet zechus haTorah. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yehuda, kol hador b'Bavel kilu dor b'Eretz Yisrael. Living in Bavel is equal to living in Eretz Yisrael because of the zechus haTorah. Shenemar hoy tzion, he multi yeshavas bas Bavel. So we see one who's living in Bavel is like tzion, like Yerushalayim. Omar Abayi, naktinan, we have a tradition in Kabbalah. Bavel loichazio chevli di Mashiach. Bavel will not experience the difficulties in anticipation of the ultimate redemption. Tirgumah. So he interpreted it, Ahutzal de Binyamin, referring to a specific location called Hutzal de Binyamin, Bikorale, which was called Karno, the corner, the Shezvasa, of refuge. Farshim explained that in this particular place they were very humble. Humility is a perfect protection against difficulties and Chevle Mashiach as well. Amar Belozer, Mesim Shebechutz La'aretz Einam Chayim. Listen to this. Those who pass away and are buried outside Eretz Yisrael will not merit Tchiyas HaMesim. And some explain, we're speaking about the really grave Rishoim. Others explain that the Gemara simply means that the Mesim of Eretz Yisrael will sort of get up first, and they will trigger the Tchiyas HaMesim outside Eretz Yisrael. But in any case, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Shenemar v'nasati tzvi b'Eretz Chaim. And we learn from here, Eretz, the Eretz Yisrael where my will is focused on that land. Shetzivyoni, my Ratzon, Hashem's ultimate will is fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Shetzivyoni ba meisim hachaim, those meisim in Eretz Yisrael will be revived. She'ein tzivyoni ba, but other places where there is no directness of the same type of Ratzon, ein meisim hachaim, they don't have tchias hameis. Moshe Rav Abba Bar Mama, how can you say that? Yichyu meisecha nevlasi yikumen. The pasuk has a double expression. Yichyu meisecha is one. Niflasi Yikumi, those who passed away will get up. So it's a double expression, apparently. My love, does not the Pasuk mean as follows? Yichyu Meisecha means Meisim Sheberetz Yisrael. Niflasi Yikumi is a reference to Meisim outside Eretz Yisrael Shebechutz Laretz. So everybody's included. What about the Pasuk that you, Rabbi Elazar, brought? I'll reinterpret that Pasuk. Umay Venosati Tzvi Baretz Chaim, I will send a deer, a fast-running animal, to Eretz Yisrael. Actually, it was a negative prophecy. Nebuchadnezzar u'dechsiv, a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Omar Rachmana. The pasuk is telling him, "Ma'isina alayu malka, I will bring upon them a king, a fast-running king, the kol ketavio, who runs as fast, who moves quickly like a running deer." That's what the pasuk means. Unrelated to Tchias HaMesim, rather, the pasuk that I brought, that duplicate pasuk, does indicate two types of Tchias HaMesim, one in and one out of Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, Rabbi Elazar responds to Rabbi Abba Ramamo, Rebbe, Mikra Acher, and Derish, actually, I have another pasuk to indicate that in Chutz Laretz there's trouble. Noisein Neshama La'amaleo, V'ruach La'olchem Ba. Neshama and Ruach will be granted to those who walk on Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elok Siv Nevlasi Yekumen, what about the other pasuk? The duplicate lashon, which would indicate that there are two types of tchias hameisim. Well, that's unrelated to this question. Hahu binafalam udichsiv nevlasi yikumen. I'm speaking about miscarried babies, unsuccessful births, which took place in Eretz Yisrael. They too will have tchias hameisim. In fact, the Gemara Sanhedrin says that as soon as the woman conceives, even at that early stage, if something should go wrong, that entity has Olam Haba. Continues the Gemara. Verbaba Mamon, the opposing Shita, he held that there is Tchias HaMesim even outside Eretz Yisrael. Hai Noisin Neshama La'amolea Ma'avadli. What did he do with the Pasuk of his opponent, Rabbi Elazar? Miboy Leiluk Rabbi Avo. It's needed for the other drush. The Amar Rabbi Avo. Afilu shivcha knanis, even a non-Jew, a maidservant, Sheberes Yisrael, who happens to be in Eretz Yisrael, muftach lo, shehi basoil maba, she's guaranteed a portion in the world to come. So that's what the pasuk says, neshama la'amoleo, even a shivcha knanis. How do we know that? Ksivacha la'amoleo. Here the pasuk mentions the word la'am. Uksiv Hasam by Eliezer, Eved Avram, Hashem, Avram, went over to Yishmael and Avram as he departed for the Mokim of the Akedah with Yitzchak, and he tells them, look, Uksiv Hasam, Shvulachem, Poi Imachamar, sit together with a donkey. And the drasha is, sit together with Eliezer, who is a slave, Im Hadoy Melechamar, or Am Hadoy Melechamar. So Eliezer was considered a nation akin to a donkey, because it's just his possession, he wasn't really a yid. So we find Am Hadam El Chamar referring to an Eved in our context as well. Noisin L'shama Le'am Oleo. Am here is a reference to a Shivcha, even a Shivcha, an Eved or a Shivcha in Eretz Yisrael, get a Schus and our Zeichet El Haba. What about the second part of the Pasuk? V'ruach L'hil Chamba. What is that telling us? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ba Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. It's very easy to get Olam Haba. Kol Mahalech, Arba Amos Eretz Yisrael. All you need to do is walk 4 Amos in Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Loi, Shubu Olam Haba. That guarantees him a chelek Olam Haba. Asks the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar holds that Mason outside Eretz Yisrael have no tchias Mason. What about tzaddikim outside Eretz Yisrael? V'lo Rabbi Elazar tzaddikim shebchutz laretz. You mean to say they too are not included? Einam chayim, they don't have tchias hameisim. Amar b'la, sure they do, but with difficulty. Ali de gilgul, Rashi says about 10-12 lines from the bottom. Ali de gilgul misgalgalim. Atzomayis ad Eretz Yisrael v'choyin sham. Their bones will have to sort of roll till they get to Eretz Yisrael. It's a difficult experience, but ultimately they too will have tchias hameisim in Eretz Yisrael. That's the tchias hameisim center in Eretz Yisrael. Maskevler of Abba Sala. Sala Rabba. Gilgul Tzadikim Tzaru. How can you suggest Tzadikim will have to roll along? It's Tzar. That's not befitting to the Tzadikim. Amar Abaye, no. Mecheles Nasis Lehem Bekarka. Rashi says, around 10 lines from the bottom, Mecheles Nasis Lehem Bekarka. Tunnels are formed for them. Underground channels. Va'im Dimalar Gleim. They get up on their feet in Chutz Laretz and they walk all the way to Eretz Yisrael. V'hoilchem b'machilos ad Eretz Yisrael. V'sham mebatz b'tzim v'yoytzim. Over there, they sort of sprout out of the ground, and they're fully revived. The pasuk by Yaakov Avinu says as follows: he turned to the Shvatim, asked them, actually made them promise that they will bring him out of Mitzrayim and bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Unas asanim Mitzrayim ukvartani b'kvurasam. Omar Karna. So Karna tells us, we know Karna from the beginning of today of the Perek, right? He was a Dayan. Dvarim begoy. There lies something here. There's some depth, something behind his words. We have to figure out what he meant. Yaakov
was fully aware. He knew full and well that he was a tzaddik gomer.
So tzaddikim are humble, but they're fully aware of their stature. They know what they are. And therefore, what was his concern? Once we know that even Mason outside Eretz Yisrael will have Tchias HaMason, certainly the Tzaddikim will have no issue. Why did he have to trouble his children to carry him to Eretz Yisrael and bury him there? The answer is Shema Lo Yiske LeMecheles. Yaakov Avinu was a humble man. He wasn't secure in his belief that he will have the schus to have a channel open for him to walk through. Perhaps I'll have to roll along. And that's tsar. To avoid that, he asked his kids to bury him in Eretz Yisrael.
Sholchulei.
Sorry. Kayyotze b'davar ha-to'imer. Likewise, we can explain the following pasuk with Yosef HaTzadik. Vayash b'Yosef es b'nei Yisrael. Once again, he made them promise to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Aruchanina, dvarim b'goy. We have to explain what he meant. Certainly Yosef knew that he was a tzaddik gomer. If so, if everybody has chis ha-mesim, why did he have him commit to transport him over a great distance, 400 parsa till Shechem? Answer is, Shema lo yiske le-mecheles. He was concerned that perhaps he won't be zeichet to the mecheles system. Rabbah lived in Pumpadis and Babel. And he had some brothers who were in Eretz Yisrael, and they sent him a letter to bring him up, to convince him to come to Eretz Yisrael. Sholchulei achuhi l'rabba. Rabba's brothers sent him the following letter. With this whole drasha that we had with Yaakov Avinu, to highlight the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael and dying there. Yodei ahaya Yaakov, shetzad degom rahoye v'chul, the whole story with Yaakov, come quickly. They were trying to encourage him to move to Eretz Yisrael. Ilfa, that was his name, Moisev Badvarm, he said they added more as follows. Masa Be'echad. There was a story with this certain individual, Shoyim Mitztair, Alisha Achas. He was driven to marry a certain Isha. Ubigesh Leirit, and wanted to pursue her, wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael, so that he could marry her. But once he heard the greatness of staying in Eretz Yisrael, he forced himself, he held himself back, Gilgil ba'atzmoy, ad yoy moysoy. He just suffered through, tolerated it. He did not succumb until he passed away in Eretz Yisrael without leaving. So this is all what they sent Rava to encourage him to come up to Eretz Yisrael. And they added, true, you're a great man. You can't compare one who learns by himself to a person who has a Rebbe. Come to Eretz Yisrael, there's a great Rebbe waiting for you. Well, you'll say, there's somebody there for me. There is. Here, we have a Rebbe for you. Who is he? Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So they made their petition, but they concluded in a realistic note. If you decide not to come up, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a special protection from Hashem, but out there in Chutz Laretz, be careful. Watch over your body. Guard yourself from three things. Al tarva bi yeshiva. Don't sit too much. Don't spend too much time sitting. She yeshiva kashal tachtonis, because spending an excessive amount of time in a sitting position creates hemorrhoids. Number two, val tarva b'amida. Don't spend that much time standing either. Sh'amida kashal lev, it's burdensome on the heart. Val tarva b'halicha, don't walk too much. Shalicha kashal enayim, it's no good for the eyes. Rather, everything with a balance. Ella shlish bi yeshiva, a third of the time in a sitting position, shlish b'amida, third of the time standing, shlish b'hiluch, and the rest of the time walking. Furthermore, kol yeshiva, she'eni masmicha, when one sits without proper support, amida, in a standing position, is better. Noicha himeno, asks the Gemara, amida sakadaitach, in a standing position, that's better than sitting without support. Va'amrus, you have just told me, amida kasher lev, excessive standing is burdensome on the heart. Ella, rather, it means like this. Yeshiva she'ein bas smicha, sitting without any proper support. Amida she'esh bas smicha, noicha himena. So, standing with something to lean on, that is superior, it's better than sitting without support. V'chein amru, and they concluded their letter with a halacha. You should know that the following three chachamim, one was Yitzchak, one was Shimon, and Va'oshia, amru davar echad, they all concurred on the same halacha. Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda v'preides. When it comes to a mule, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. The son, Rabbi Daimon, preidash atava, a mule who is in need of a mate, ein marbin aleo, we don't send to her leisus, whether a horse, v'lechamor, or a donkey, elamina, only a mule, which matches up to her type. Basically, it's like this. A mule is a sort of a joint entity. It comes from a horse and a donkey. According to Shitas Chachamim, it's the mother's identity which counts. That determines the identity of the offspring of this mule. So if this mule has a mother horse or a mother donkey, so you can pair her up with a mule of the same, you know, descent. It's all about the mother. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't sure whether you include the father into the equation. And therefore, the only way to properly mate a mule is to find a mule with the same exact makeup, the same exact background. Suppose you have a mule whose father is horse, mother is donkey. You have to pair him up with another mule of the same combination. And only in that way do you avoid mixing varieties, which is kilai. So we follow Rabbi Yehuda in this regard. Okay, that was the end of the letter. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. We mentioned Yitzchak and Shimon and Oishe. Who are these? Yitzchak zeh Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the famous Rabbi Yitzchak the blacksmith. Shimon zeh Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Ba'amila, some say it's Rish Lakish, who was actually Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And who is Oishe? Zeh Rabbi Oishe, the great Rabbi Oishe Berivi. Continues the Gemara on the topic of Tchias HaMes. Amar Belaza, Amia Ratzos. Those who are completely devoid and bereft and unconnected to Torah, einan chayin, they will not have the ability to revive themselves by tchias ha-mesim. Shenemar, mesim bal yichyu. Mesim will not live again. Tanya mihachi, we find the same in a braisa. The pasuk says, mesim bal yichyu. There will be no tchias ha-mesim. Yachal akol, everybody? Talmud Lomer, no. Only very specific people. Refaim bal yokumu, they will not get up. Who are these refaim? B'merapa atzma midivrei Torah, kasev medaber. One who weakens himself, he disengages, does not identify with Torah, because only Torah has the ability to be mechayim meisim. Amalei Rabbi Yechon, he responded to Rabbi Lazar, I disagree. Lo nicha lemorayu, it is not acceptable to their master, meaning Hashem, their master. He after all, he created the amei aretz as well. He's not happy with this type of statement, the Amras Lohachi, that you are referring to his children in this manner. The Pasuk, Refoim Bal Yokumu, that's not Amiya Oretz. Of course they will have Tchias HaMesim. Hahu, that Pasuk, Bimirapa Atzmai, La'avoidas Kechavim Hudichsev, he's mafkir himself, he makes himself available to Avodah Zarah. He will not merit Tchias HaMesim. Amalei, Rabbi Lezer responds, well, Mikra Acharani Derish, add another riot. From another pasuk, that having an association with Torah is absolutely crucial to tchias ha-meisim. Tchsev k'tal oireis talecha, v'eretz Ephraim tapil. Tal here is Torah, as the pasuk says. In Hazino, it says the tal, right? Torah is compared to tal. It sustains the world. So we learn from here. When one taps into the oyer, to the light of Torah, Torah will revive him. A person who disassociates from Torah, he won't have the oyer Torah. So I stand by my position, no Torah, no tchias ha-mesim. Given the chazi, to come at star. Once Rabbi Lezer sees that Rabbi Yechon is distressed, disturbed by this statement, that Amiya Oretz, well, after all, they're Yidden. Why shouldn't they have Tchiyas HaMesim? They're not Rishayim. Omer Lei Tzor Belezer says, look, I have a solution for them. Some roundabout solution. They could also be Zeicha to Tchiyas HaMesim. Rebbe, he says, Motzasit Lan Takana. Minat Torah. I have a pasuk which provides a remedy even for Ami Aretz and enables them to have Tchiyas HaMesim. Connect the Torah somehow. Find a way to support Torah, to identify with Torah, to maintain Torah. And then too, you can have that zchus. The pasuk says, V'at ma'dveikim, v'Hashem aleikeichem, chayim kumuchem hayoyim. When you connect to Hashem, you're connected to eternal life. Question, v'chi efshalit buki b'shchina? How do you glue yourself to the shchina? V'oksiv ki Hashem aleikeichem, ish oichloch, Hashem is a burning fire. You can't get close. So what does it mean to be dovek? Ella rather kol ha'meisi bito l'tamot chacham. Shchina here is a reference to Torah. If one connects to a Talmud Chacham, he marries his daughter after a Talmud Chacham. Vo'ize parkim matyo o Talmud Chacham. One looks to provide a livelihood for a Talmud Chacham. He goes into a joint venture with him, in which he provides profit to a Talmud Chacham. V'amahan a Talmud Chacham min chasav, or he directly benefits a Talmud Chacham from his assets. Ma'ala olav akasav, the Torah considers this kilu medavik b'shchina, as though he's connected to the Shechina. Kayotze b'davar at Omer, in similar fashion, we will explain the pasuk which says la'avos Hashem lekech l'dav kabay. The point is to love Hashem and to cleave to Him. V'chiyev shel odom medavik b'shchina, how do you cleave to Shechina? Ella, you find a way to do it. By cleaving, by supporting. One, who represents Hashem's Shechina, a Talmud Chacham. Ella kala meisi bita l'Talmud Chacham. V'oise parkimatio l'Talmud Chacham. V'mahana Talmud Chacham b'nechasa. The fact that you are supporting, you are generating Torah in this manner, that is posted to your credit. Ma'ala olav akosav kilu medavak b'shechina. And here as well, says Rabbi Lezer, although connection to Torah is absolute, a precondition for Tchiyas HaMesim, but you can connect to Torah even in this way. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, asidin tzadikim. La'asad lovei, the tzadikim will sprout up from the ground. Shema batzpitzin, they will sprout v'oilim b'Yerushalayim, and they will come out in Yerushalayim. Shema v'yotzitzu me'ir, ke'esev ha'aretz. They will sprout up like the grass in the ear of Yerushalayim. Vein ear, what is ear? Elo b'Yerushalayim. Shema v'ganoisi aleir azois. So ear is a reference to Yerushalayim. V'amr b'chiyah bar Yosef, asidim tzadikim, shiyamdu b'malbushayim. V'atchiyas ha'mesim, tzadikim will have something very unique. They will get up with their clothing. Some of Farshim learn, it means their bodies which were brought to such a high level of purity during their lifetime, they will get those bodies back, in contrast to everybody else, will have a new guf. We learn this from a grain of wheat which is planted in the ground. Look at a grain, a kernel of wheat, buried, sort of planted, without any covering, without any skins. Look how it grows out. Many, many skins and coverings. Bran and chaff. So it goes in empty, comes out covered. Certainly tzadikim which were buried with their levush. Allah has come and become. Certainly, of course, they will come out with their levush. Baruch Hibar Yosef. In the days of Mashiach, when things will change, there will be bounty and abundance. Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetotzi, Glus Kois Uklei Melas. Eretz Yisrael's land will just produce ready-made food, ready-to-wear clothing, Glus Kois, baked items, Uklei Melas, garments produced from fine wool. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yi Pisas Bar Baratz. Bar is grain, Pisa is like a palm, so the grain will come out looking like a size of a palm, basically a baked item, ready to eat. Or you can learn, bar is pure. Pure wool, a garment ready to wear. Tana Rabbanan. Yehi pisas bar baretz. Beroish harim. It's going to rise up to the tops of the mountains. Amru, they explain like this. Asido chito shetitomer kedekel. A stalk of wheat will just rise and rise as tall as a palm tree. You know that the Gemara Sanhedrin says, chito used to be a tree. Before the chait of Adam Rishon, when it was downgraded to just a plant. So in the days to come, it's going to revert to that original status. That very prominent status will rise up like a palm tree. And rise up to the tops of the mountains. So you'll tell me, well, it makes it very difficult to harvest if it's so high up there. The answer is no. Hashem will take care of that too. Yirash kalvon and piryei, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe ruach, mi beis genozav, Hashem will bring out a wind from his treasures, umenashpa aleh, and blow it on this tall wheat, umashres salta, which will now shear its high quality flour. V'odam yetzil sada, a person walks down to the sada, umevi maloi pisas yodai, and grabs a fistful, a handful of this flour, umi mena, and from that, he provides for his family, parnosa soy, his parnosa, u parnosas anshe beis. The pasuk says, im chelev, kloya is chita. Amru, Chachamim explained, asida chita, in the days to come, a kernel of wheat will be so big, kishtei kloyas, shal shara gadol, the size of two kidneys of a great ox. Val titma, don't be surprised. We have already experienced a resemblance of this abundance and blessed situation before the Golas, before the Churban. Things were bountiful. Things were big. Things were blessed. Currently, they're all downgraded due to the Averis and Golas. But then everything will go back to its original state of abundance and Brach. Val titma, don't be surprised. Sharei Shul, it was a story about a fox. Kinein, he hollowed out a home for himself. Belefis, and a turnip. It was a huge turnip. He made himself a hole. And the remnant, what was left behind, look how big and heavy it was. Could you imagine how big it was to begin with? Vishaklu, and they weighed the turnip after it was hollowed out by the shul. Umatsu, but you know how heavy it was? Shishim litrin. It weighed 60 liter, but liter shall tzipari, the larger tzipari liter measure. That's how big it was. So, likewise, kernels of wheat could grow to a very large size. Lasid lave. Tanya, Amar of Yosef. In fact, it was another story. Masa b'shichin, or b'shichin, b'echad sheneich le'aviv shleisha b'adichardel. A fellow whose father passed away and left behind three mustard plants, mustard stalks. V'nishach echad men. And one of the plants lost a branch. U'v'nim tzeboy, and guess how much they found in that offshoot. Tisha kab b'nichardel, 9 kab, a huge measure of seeds. V'eitzav, and the wood of that offshoot was used to cover a hut. Sichuchu boy, they covered with it as schach, sukas yetrin, a potter's hut. Could you imagine how big and heavy and bountiful things were in those days? And that all will return, lasid lavay. Amar Rav Shimon ben Tachlif, chelach shel kruv, one cabbage plant, hiniach lanu abba, our father left behind, v'yinu oilim, v'yordim v'bisum, it was so big and large, we had to climb up and down, using a ladder to pick from it. The pasuk says, "V'dam einav tishte chamer." We learn, "Amru," they said, "Like olam hazeh, ha'olam haba." Olam haba in the times of Mashiach is so dissimilar to what we have today. Ha'olam hazeh, nowadays, how do you get wine? Ish b'tzar, it takes much effort. Livtzar, to harvest the grapes. V'lidruch, to press. So you get your wine. But in the future, ha'olam haba, what does he do? Very simple. Maybe anova achas, you grab a hold of one grape, that's it. Bekorin, with your wagon, a besfina, or through a ship, you bring it over. Umanicha bezavis base, he puts it in the corner of his room. Umestabik himena, kepitus godol, and you just draw wine from it, as though it's a large barrel. Ve'etzav, and with the wood material, some say it means the pits of that grape. Masikin tachasat tafshel, use it as firewood underneath your pot. Ve'enlecha kol anova v'anova, she'emba shloishim garbiyang. You know how much is it? Every one of these grapes, no less than 30, shloishim garbiyan, 30 containers, each one has a saw, garbi is a saw of wine. Sorry. Yeah, garbi is a saw. Huge amount. Shenemar, v'dam einav tishte chamer. You will drink the dam, the wine of the anovim. So chamer typically means wine. The drush is al tikre chamer instead of wine. El chamer, read it as chamer. Chamer is a kur, which is 30 saw. So that's how much wine you have in each grape. When he came, he said, Omar, what does the pasuk mean?
when it says Eisri Lagefen Iroi, it means like this. It's foretelling the abundance of the future. Ein lechol kol gefen v'gefen sheberetz Yisrael. Find me even one vine, you know, the vine in Eretz Yisrael growing grapes. Shein tzorich ir achas lifter. That does not need at least one donkey to carry the load of what's harvested from that single vine. That's how plentiful things will be. We learn from there. Ein lecha kol ilan srak, even a sereka ilan srak, a non-fruit producing tree. Every one of them, Shemeretz Yisrael, She'ein Emoisi, Masrish De'asoynes. There won't be even one of these trees that will produce less than 2 mule loads of fruit. So a non-fruit tree suddenly bears fruit. So you'll tell me, well, there is no moisture, no juice in those fruits. It's a low-quality fruit. Tam lemon, no. Kibes bayan levushay. These fruits are filled with juice. B'shem atoymer eini adam. What about the wine? Maybe it's not red. Tam lemon, no. V'dam ein of tishte chomer. The wine will be like dam, red like wine, high-quality wine. B'shem atoymer eini marve. Maybe it's not going to intoxicate. It doesn't have the ability to make shikar. Tam lemon, no. Susay. So it's lost some intoxication. Perhaps it doesn't really have proper flavor. What does that mean? Kol cheich, chachlili is cheich, a cheek. Shetaymai, any mouth, anybody who tasted this wine, Omer will declare, li, me, give me more. Perhaps you'll say, lan arum yafe, it's good for the youngsters who don't have a real appreciation. Ula zakenim and yafe, but the elders who need aged wine, maybe it's not good for them. It's not going to satisfy them. No, it will. Tamar Leimar, because it's express, you know, express production. It doesn't have the quality of aged wine. Tamar Leimar, Uleven Shinai Michalov. Even for them. We learn, Al Tikri Leven Shinai, instead of Leven Shinai, Ella, sorry. Al Tikri. Leven. Right, Leven Shinai. Don't read, instead of Leven Shinai, Ella Leven Shanim. Right, a person who's elderly, many years behind him, even that person will appreciate this miraculous wine. Now, these are old rushes, right? Pashtei dekrobi maksiv. What is the simple meaning of these psukim? Ki asar avdimi. Omar, he said like this. Omro knes Yisrael, Klal Yisrael turns to Hashem, afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, remoiz libei necha. Please, show me a friendly gesture with your eyes, so to speak. Show us closeness. Personal closeness, the basim machana, which is more desirable to us than wine. Personal closeness is even better. Va'achvi lishinecha, and show me your teeth, meaning reveal your teeth by smiling to us, so to speak. The basim mechava, which is more desirable to us than milk. Misayel Rabbi Yechon, this is a support of Rabbi Yechon's concept. The best part of a gift is that personal gesture. The gift is just an expression of that personal closeness, right? One who expresses his teeth, opens his mouth by smiling and gesturing in a friendly way to his friend, that's greater. It brings a greater closeness. You serve mashkei chalav even more than a person who serves the other person milk. We learn, Al tikri leven shinayim. Instead of leven shenayim, ela libun shenayim, a whitening of the teeth, a smile, a friendly gesture, is more appreciated than the gift itself. Rav Chiya Bar Ada, that was his name, he was Mikri Dardiki, he was like the Rebbe who taught the kids in Rish Lakish's house. Mikri Dardiki, the Rish Lakish Hava. And what happened? If Gert Losa Yami, he took 3 days off. But also he didn't come. He also, when he finally returned, Amalei, Rish Lakish asks him, where were you? Amayi farmers, why did it take 3 days off? Armel, he says, look, I was harvesting my grapes. Dolus achas, we had just one vine. Dolus is a vine which is strewn above, you know, hung over poles. I had one vine plant. Hinechli abda, my father left me. Ubatzati mimen, I had to go, you know, share the crop, to go to harvest the crop. So Yom Rishon, the first day, gimul meis eshkolos. I cut off 300 clusters. It was such a, you know, blessed vine, 300 clusters of grapes. Eshkol legerev. Each cluster produced one gerev, one saw of wine. That's how, you know, blessed it was. That's how, you know, juicy it was. That was day one. Yom Sheni, second day around,
I went back to pick whatever was left, but tzar to gimu meyasishkos, I got another 300 clusters, but this time, it didn't produce that much. It was shtei ashkelos. You needed two clusters to produce once the same amount, legarv. So it went down 50%. The third day around, it went down another. Yom shlishi, the third day, but tzarati mimenu, gimu meyasishkos, I got another 300 clusters, but this time it was shalosh ashkelos legarv. You needed three clusters to produce the same amount. In any case, it was hard work. It took me 3 days. And I wasn't finished. There was still many, much, much grapes left. If Gartiyesi Mechetzi, I just gave away even more than half. That's how plentiful it was. That was my story. Amalei Rish Lakish tells him, he gave him a bit Musar. Don't you realize what you're saying? Pay attention to what happened. You see how it progressively lost its quality. That was an Einish. If you would have stayed here, continued learning, you would have had a greater bracha. So you think you were gaining by going and working. Amalei, he tells him, Ilav the Ephagros, if you wouldn't have canceled your learning sessions with the kids, Hava Avda Tfei, your grapes would have produced even more. Marsha says, Hashem would have sent, you know, people, workers to take care of it for you. And then you would have had an even greater bracha due to the immersion of Torah. Torah brings bracha. Says the Gemara, Rami Bar Yecheskel, Iklal Bnei Brak. He came to the city of Bnei Brak in Eretz Yisrael. Chazinu lahanu izi. He notices these goats. The ka'achlan tusitaini. They're eating figs beneath the fig tree. The ka'notav duvsha mitaini. And there's honey flowing, juice flowing from those figs. V'chelba, and there's milk, ta'if minayu, dripping from the goats. Ma'arba da'adadi, and the milk and the honey were mixing with each other. Omar, he exclaimed with great excitement, Hainu Zavas Chalav Advash. This is exactly what the Torah refers to as a land flowing with milk and honey. Omer of Yaakov ben Destoy. May Lud, from the town of Lud, Loine to the town of Oine, there's a distance of how much? Shloisha Milan, 3 mil. Pamachas. It so happens that one morning, Kidamti ben Eshef, I got up very early, it was still dark outside. Valachti, and suddenly I'm walking, and I feel this muck on the ground. Adkar Sulei, until my ankles, and what is it? Sweet, Bedvash Shoteinim. Honey, shooting forth from the figs. Omer Shlokish, Lididi Chazili. I personally noticed Chtav Ashadvash, Zavas Cholav Advash Shal Tzipuri. The flowing milk of honey, milk and honey in the town of Tzipuri, which encompassed a great area. Vahave Shitzar Milin Ashitzar Milim, which took up an area of 16 by 16 mil, a huge area. All filled with milk and honey. Omer Rava Barachana, Lididi Chazli Dvash V'Cholav Cholav Zavas Cholav Dvash Shekol Eretz Yisrael. I personally saw the entire, milk and honey situation in the entire Eretz Yisrael, and it encompassed a very great area. Vavikim Bei Michsi, it took up the space which is equal to the area between Bei Kipsi, Ad until Akra, the Tulbanki, the other place, which is an area of how much? Chav Beis Parsi Urka, length of 22 Parsa. Upusya, Shita Parsi, Pusya, the width would be 6 parsa. So much was the Zavas Chalav Advash in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's do a brief recap. We started with a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who did not approve of moving up to Eretz Yisrael. He held that it was included in the pasuk, which warns against returning until the time comes. Rabbi Zera disagreed and went through the various shvois, which are alluded to in the Pesukim and Shir Hashirim. We learned about the importance of Eretz Yisrael, and in times of Golos when Bavel is saturated with Torah, that also has a Schus Eretz Yisrael regarding living there and regarding Kvura there as well, and many apply it to today's bastions of Torah, which have the Schus of Torah, which is similar to the Schus Torah of Bavel. We learned about Chiyas HaMesim, according to Rabbi Lazar in Chutz Laaretz, there's a downside. According to the other Shita, Rabbi Mamamal, no. Even in Chutz Laaretz is proper Tchias HaMesim. We learned about Tzadikim, who will have an underground tunnel to get there to Yisrael, where they will come up at Tchias HaMesim. We learned about the Schus HaTorah, which actually generates Tchias HaMesim. Either you learn or you support and encourage Torah learning. That too gives you a Schus. We learned about the bounty, which we will experience, Lasad Lavai, the large a wheat stalk, the ready-made food, ready-to-wear clothing, and even the non-fruit trees producing as well. And we just finished with the description of the
Zavas Chalav V'dvash. B'mher B'yameinu Amen.